A year after the death of their three-year-old daughter, a St. John's family is still looking for answers. Chancey Miller was in the care of Child, Youth, and Family Services when she died last September. After a year of asking questions, the Millers still don't know exactly what led to their daughter's death. Amy Studley has been looking into this, and she joins me in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me about this child, Chancey Miller.
Well, Chancey was a very sick little girl. She was born with a heart problem. When she was just 2 months old, she traveled with her dad to Halifax to get a pacemaker to help her heart beat properly. Mm-hmm. So last summer, officials with Child, Youth, and Family Services made the decision to take her into temporary care. The family acknowledges that there were problems, but they were hopeful of getting her back once the case was dealt with in family court. In August of 2011, she was put in a group home, and around that same time, tests show that her heart function was getting worse. Marianne is Chancey's mother, and she says once Chancey went into the care of Child, Youth, and Family Services, it became very hard to find out anything about her daughter's health.
They really didn't give me answers. They done all kinds of blood work, and then they said to she got to go to Toronto to get another pacemaker, and we'll be up there for 6 weeks, and then I come back home with her.
All right, so Marianne went to Toronto with Chancey. What happened there?
Well, on August 24th of last year, they went to the hospital for sick children. The province paid for Marianne Miller to go with her daughter. The day after they got there, Chancey got a new pacemaker. Marianne says that she didn't leave her daughter's side, and unless she was there, Chancey wouldn't eat. So 2 weeks after the surgery, doctors said Chancey was well enough to be discharged to a foster home in Ontario so doctors could monitor her condition. Marianne argued that she should stay in the hospital until her heart got stronger. She was worried about how Chancey would do in another new home.
I had a meeting with the Dr. Greenway up to Toronto, and I explained the whole situation. I explained with everything in care and everything, and I asked about stress, and I said to him, if she gets out of this hospital, that something's going to happen to her, and I asked who's going to be responsible. And he wouldn't answer me, but he did say to me that stress, it is part of it.
So Marianne was told she had to go home without her daughter. She was told she might be able to come back in a few weeks to visit her in the foster home.
Well, her last words was, "Mom, I'd be so happy when I see you again." That was her last words.
But Marianne never did see her daughter again.
Okay, now what happened when Marianne Miller returned here to Newfoundland?
Well, Marianne says that she had no reason to think there was a problem until she had a visit from social workers with Child, Youth, and Family Services. And this was just over 2 weeks after Chancey was released from hospital.
Two workers came at my house and brought me a box of tissues. And they told me Chancey died actually from infection from an operation.
So Marianne says at this point she didn't know what to think. She says she was confused because she spoke with the foster mother almost every night. Chancey had a checkup at the hospital once a week in Toronto, and Marianne would speak with the doctors after that hospital visit. And the doctors were telling Marianne that everything was fine. And because Chancey was only in temporary care, Marianne was supposed to be notified if there were any changes in her daughter's condition.
Okay, now what have the Millers been able to find out since all this happened?
Well, they say they've been requesting information from Child, Youth, and Family Services for more than a year. With the help of a lawyer, they were finally able to get a copy of the report done by the chief coroner in Ontario. It showed that the day before Chancey died, her foster mother brought her to Sick Kids because she was throwing up repeatedly. She had pains in her stomach. Mm-hmm. Doctors checked her out, said it was a virus, and sent her back to the foster home. Early the next morning, the foster mother found her dead. So all of this leaves the Millers with questions. They want to know why Chancey was released from hospital given her heart problems. They want to know why they weren't told their daughter had been brought to the hospital the day before she died. Mm-hmm. And they want to know why Marianne was sent home, which meant she wasn't able to be with her little girl when she took her last breath. Chancey's father, Bill, says he doesn't understand, neither of them understand that why this information isn't being made available to them.
They won't give me the information on a child that does not need protection anymore. She is dead. She don't need no protection anymore. She don't need protection from anybody. Not me, not her, not you, not anybody. But yet I can't get the information about her. Why she died, how she died, when she died.
She could never come back home. away my last days with my daughter. Even if it was her last days, I just don't know. Would you have been fine with me? I don't, you know.
So, Amy, what are they going to do now?
Well, their lawyer, Brian Wenzel, is calling for an inquiry, and he says it should be paid for by the provincial government. Wenzel says all child, youth, and family services files should be disclosed to the family, and he says the Millers should be given an opportunity to ask questions and get some answers. Wenzel acknowledges that Chansey had a serious health condition, and according to the coroner's report, that's ultimately what killed her. But he does say an inquiry is the only way to make sure everything possible was done to try to prevent her death and to make sure it doesn't happen to another child in care.
I don't know what happened to cause her to pass away. I don't know whether or not her being in the care of the manager of Child, Youth, and Family Services was a contributing factor, whether the stresses associated with that were a relevant factor. I don't know if her discharge from hospital back into the caregiver home in Toronto was a factor. We simply just don't know. But when information is hard to get, of course, it's easy to draw a negative inference in the sense of, you know, thinking, well, hold on now, is there something here that somebody is trying to cover up?
What is Child, Youth, and Family Services saying about all this, Amy?
Well, the Department of Child, Youth, and Family Services says they can't talk about individual cases. But after we started digging around, it did call Marianne and invite her to come in to talk about their internal review of what happened. Marianne says there really wasn't much information there. She says the department told her they did everything they were supposed to do. In that meeting, however, Marianne does say that Child, Youth, and Family Services agreed that there are some unanswered questions and that they'll be looking into the answers. But really what the family wants is an independent inquiry into the death of their daughter.
All right, Amy, difficult story. Appreciate you bringing it to us. That's CBC reporter Amy Studley. Your thoughts on what you've just heard? Our morning line number, 576-5259, toll-free, 1-866-576-5259. You can send me a tweet at Anthony Germain or an email, morningshow@stjohns.cbc.ca.